is just get up a little early and just drive around downtown before you go to work, because you get to see all the people in there that are just torn down from the night before, trying to figure out how to get home, like waiting for the bus. They're still wearing their costumes. It's amazing. It's the best possible walk of shame. It's the best moments for that. It's better than New Year's Eve.
November 1st.
November 1st is the one. But it won't be this November 1st, because it'll be this weekend when you get the good ones.
It'll be Sunday morning.
Sunday morning is going to be the really... That'll be the ticket.
Although, Thursday morning, you might see some serious diehard people up there.
Oh, there'll be some people on Thursday morning.
On Saturday night, there's a couple parties that will go later than usual.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely have some...
Oh, yeah. 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 It's going to...
Get your cameras out Sunday morning, people, is what we're saying.
Exactly, yeah. Whoever's up Sunday morning, drive around and bring a camera.
Get up from 7 till... 11 Sunday, or even noon, 7 to noon Sunday morning. Noon.
But 9 a.m., between 8 and 9 is the really good time.
As long as you're out there by 7.
That's when people are feeling shame. By 11, people are kind of like, yeah, you know what, whatever. This is how I look. I'm going to get breakfast.
Go to Yale Town and do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into some music. Call us up if you want to. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'd like to say thanks to our show sponsor, The Cobalt. The Cobalt is at 917 Main Street here in Vancouver. They are very kind and sponsor this show, so we can keep coming to you live and direct.
Tonight at The Cobalt, it's...
What's going on tonight?
It's Come Friday with Trevor Risk and Christian Flores, and they're doing the Halloween party with the four bands, I think, doing covers of... Here we go. Defectors, Pleasure Cruise... who was playing? New Values, Sunshine, Defectors, and Pleasure Cruise. Pleasure Cruise is doing Guided by Voices, which I guess Quinn really likes Guided by Voices.
Yeah, maybe that makes sense. As well.
There was a Guided by Voices cover band in Vancouver for the longest time.
Really?
Strange. People in Vancouver seem to like the band. I think it's fine. I think it's unusual that we have such a dedicated following to Guided by Voices here.
Yeah.
New Values doing covers of all Buzzcocks songs.
Nice.
Sunshine doing all Joy Division New Order covers, and Defectors doing all AC/DC covers. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
I would really enjoy seeing Defectors do AC/DC covers. So that's tonight at the Cobalt. That sounds like a really good time, actually.
Yeah. Nice. All right, cool. Well, we're going to play a couple of tunes, and we'll come back to you in a little bit. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, RadioZero.ca. Again, 604-822-2487. We'll be right back.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Good. Yo, and Ben, what's up? Hey, you're listening to Radio Zero on UBC Radio CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Cam. This is Tyler. It's about 20 after 2. What did we just listen to there? We just listened to Caribou. Who really cares about that? We're doing the countdown to Halloween stories. So when are we going to be back into that? When do you want to do that?
In a few minutes. Next break.
All right. I feel like we should do something. Do you want to do a take, like a... whatever. We can talk.
Jesus.
Tyler's getting really important Morse code messages.
Morse code messages, yes.
Yeah.
Across the Atlantic.
What did we listen? We just listened to Caribou. Before that, we heard... what did we hear? I can't even remember. We heard Lorne in there somewhere. We heard... do we hear Octo Octa? Maybe. I don't know. We'll do a recap in a few minutes.
We'll never know because we never filled out the Twitter.
I filled out part of it. I just can't remember anything. I guess let's just get back to it, I suppose. I'm going to play another ad so we can get that out of the way, and then we can kind of just play some music and do some stories. So let's do that. I'm going to find this Hallow ad. Where is it? I got you. Okay, so I'm going to play an ad, and then we're just going to go back to some music, okay? Oh, call us up if you want to, 604-822-2487. Share a Halloween story with us if you'd like to.
Right there.
Or Twitter at us, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. And maybe even if you're in the east of Canada and you're listening in, maybe send us a Twitter or send me a text. Okay.
On Friday, October 26th, you are invited to a spook easy Hallow Swing party presented by the Electro Swing Club Vancouver. We have a very special guest from the UK, Electro Swing Club founder DJ Max Passion. Come in your best retro horror garb to take part in immersive theater, blurring the lines between performer and spectacle and dance, along to music by Babyface Brass Band, playing New Orleans Voodoo Jazz. Tickets are $15 at Red Cat and High Life and online at hallowswing.eventbrite.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
She cares about what city I'm from, what type of cologne and rock. She says she wants a drink. Oh baby, I'ma buy the whole bar. Cause tonight we're finna party like it's 1999. And we ain't going nowhere unless it's my room. So tell your girls we having a party up in my room, a party, yeah, a party. Tell your girls we having a party up in my room.
Yeah, a party, yeah, a party. You and I tonight in my room.
You know what I like about ya, the same thing that I hate about ya. You know what I like about ya, the same thing that I hate about ya. You know it's double drink sipping, double time stripping, double girl flirting. Sounds like a party to me. Tell the world I don't give a fuck. If karma is a bitch, then I'ma fuck with her tonight. You dancing with a star, so I'ma be a good man. Give you a hell of a night tonight.
They say that time is money, so let's spend a couple of thousand on this just one night. Then I take off in the morning, so I don't know why you're tripping. If I don't know your name, girl, you know that I've been sipping too much.
You know what I like about ya, the same thing that I hate about ya. You know what I like
like about ya. The same thing that I hate about her. Trust issues. Yeah. Trust issues. Trust issues. Switch it up. Ella solo quiere saber de qué ciudad vengo y qué es lo que quiero hacer. Que le invite un trago, la saque a bailar y nos vamos a mi cuarto. Que no le diga a nadie que alguien ya en casa la espera. A mi cuarto a jugar un rato. Que no le diga a nadie que alguien en casa me espera. Sabes que me gusta de ti lo mismo que odio de ella. Sabes que me gusta de ti lo mismo que odio de ella. Busquemos a no conocernos. Busquemos a no conocernos. You know what I like about ya. The same thing that I hate about ya. You know what I like about ya. The same thing that I hate about her. Trust issues. Ay, ay. Trust issues. Ay,
ay.
Milkman, milkman. The same thing that I hate about ya.
lovely. Bamboo is ugly. Cash is warm and easy vibes, and we'll keep the music bubbly.
Trust me. New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right. Hey, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. It's Radio Zero. It's 2:45. We're halfway through the show. Tyler's going to play some tunes in a little bit. But before that, as promised, we're going to do a Halloween story share. We're going to do a Halloween story share with you all. So I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. And I don't know if I've told this one on the radio before. If I have, I apologize, but it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. So, as I was saying, if you've been listening since the start, we're gonna do Halloween stories, and I was talking to these two Australian friends of mine that are new to Canada. They've never had Halloween before ever, so they don't know what to expect. And I was like, all right, well, you guys going out this weekend? And they're like, actually, no, we have to work all weekend. And I was like, okay, well, if you're working in the mornings, what you're gonna want to do is get up a little bit early. And take a drive around, just drive around the city, especially downtown, Yale Town, that kind of stuff, because you're going to see a bunch of hilarious walks of shame. And I told them the sort of PG version of this story last night, but I'm going to tell you guys the full disclosure version. So, all right, a couple of years ago, well, I guess it's quite a few years ago now, maybe, it was a while ago, probably around 2006, I was really hyped on Halloween, and there was this Halloween costume contest that I was going to this party in the old what was that space? 150. It was not 156, but across the street under the Red Gate. Anyway, there used to be this big space in the upstairs where people did parties. Anyway, so we're going to this party. There was a costume contest, and I was like, all right, I got to do this just right. And I've been racking my brain. Couldn't figure out how to dress, and I decided just at the last minute, it just hit me, and I was like, oh, well, I'm gonna go as Jesus on the cross, crucified Christ. for Halloween. So I run out, get a crown of thorns together, some kind of thing, and I get a little like loincloth thing. And so I'm basically like, I'm just wearing like a little piece of fabric and this crown. And then I made a cross out of cardboard in these little sections so I could like look like it if I wanted to stretch my arms out. Otherwise, I could use my hands for drinking and dancing and things. So anyway, we go out to this party. It's great. I'm covered in theatrical blood. Yo, Hunter, what's up? I'm covered in theatrical blood. We go to this party. It's awesome. We are drinking a lot. And this party ends. We go to this other party. And it's my friend, me and two of my friends, and we had all been crewed up for the entire night. We're having a good time, whatever. And so we go to this after party, and we're there until like, oh man, I don't know, six or seven. And we're like, all right, it's time to go home. I'm done with this party. I'm tired as hell. I gotta get home. So call a taxi with these two guys who I had met. Who I kind of knew from like out and about. One of them was a friend of a friend, and it was his boyfriend. And we're all hanging out, and I'm like, I'm going to get out of here. You guys want to split a taxi? And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead, or like, come with us. I'm like, all right, cool. So we get in this taxi. It's freezing outside. Take a taxi, and we go to these dudes. They're like, hey, do you want to come over and like, you know, have a nightcap or whatever? I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm already out. It's like 7 in the morning. So I get over to these guys' place, and we're hanging out, and all of a sudden I realize, like, oh, I get it. I've been invited to a threesome, and I'm, like, pretty unwitting about it. And so I'm sitting in this
room. What, just two other guys?
With two other dudes, yeah. So I'm sitting in this room, and I'm like, wow, this is getting very predatory and strange. And they're like, hey, why don't you come and hang out in this bed with us? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I know how to do that. And they're like, wow, you know, you won't know until you try it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I have the nerve for it, to be honest with you right now. This is a weird situation. I didn't really understand what we were getting into here. Please don't take offense to it, but like, I'm gonna go home. And they're like, all right, well, see you later. We'll, you know, maybe next time. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I leave. Again, I'm dressed as Jesus on the cross. It's 8 a.m. at this point. And I walk, we're in the West End, and I was living in the West End at the time. I was a couple blocks away from these guys. I'm like, all right, I gotta get home. It's freezing outside. I just need to go home and go to bed. I'm so tired. Run to my house in this costume, get there, realize not only do I not have my keys, but I also don't have my phone or my wallet because all of that stuff was stored in the backpack of one of the dudes that I came to this party with who had already left. He had left hours ago. And I'm like, oh no. So I'm outside my apartment in this costume, totally freezing. Nothing, like no clothes on, no money, no phone, no way to communicate, no way to get into my house. And my friend Craig lives in the West End at the same time. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to Craig's house. Hopefully he's home. Run back to his place. But I'm running and I'm like clutching my body because I'm freezing. And I'm going past and it's like the weekend. It's kind of like there's old ladies walking their dogs. Like there's this bloody Jesus running down the street. And I get to the apartment building where my friend Craig lives, and I'm buzzing him and buzzing him and buzzing him and buzzing him, and he's not answering. I'm like, come on. So I start throwing rocks at his window. I'm like, man, you gotta let me in. I'm getting so cold. Nothing. I'm like, man, maybe he's not home. Oh my God. So I started walking away. As I'm walking away, his window opens up, and he's like, man, what are you doing? And I'm like, man, I don't have my phone or my keys or anything. I gotta come into your house. I'm so cold. Can you let me up? He's like, ugh, fine. Lets me up. I come in. His roommate is not there. And I'm like, yes, okay, I'm going to sleep in your roommate's bed. He's like, yeah, please, whatever, just go to sleep. Go to sleep. I wake up the next day, borrow a bunch of clothes from Craig, find out how to get my phone and keys and stuff, get all that stuff, go home. But then I get an angry phone call from the roommate because I had stained all of his sheets with this theatrical blood that I was covered in. So there was like, it looked like a murder had taken place in this guy's bed. So he was like, what the hell is wrong with you? So anyway, that's what happened to me on Halloween in 2006. I won the costume contest though. So if there's a silver lining, that's it. And also, I won $35. No, $50. I won $50, and I was never paid. So, Andrew Volk, if you're listening, you owe me $50. So, happy Halloween.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
My one unusual, shameful Halloween story.
Yeah.
I think it was Halloween, maybe 1999 or 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Might have even been, I think it was 18 at the time. And we were supposed to go to a Halloween party at Julie Chadwick's house, which was in Nanaimo downtown on Franklin Street, I think, or it might have been Fitzwilliam Street. Anyways, one of these streets, either Franklin or Fitzwilliam, I think it was Franklin. me and four of my friends were going to go down there. Oh, thanks, Hunter. By the way, Hunter's just come in here for a minute. You can say hello if you want.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, everyone?
Let me, there we go. Now try one more time. This is Hunter. Do it.
Hey, everybody, how are you doing?
So we go. I had a car. The car is, thanks, Hunter. The car is inconsequential, but it was my car that was driving.
What just happened?
Oh, I just put some stuff in my computer.
Oh, okay, sweet.
But my friend Dave was driving because he was always kind of our – usually he was our DD when we all went out and took psychedelics. This is the autumn in Nanaimo, so a lot of us would go out and pick psychedelic mushrooms. Sure. And tonight – that week we'd really scored a whole lot. So that night, as teenagers, you go, you pick psychedelic mushrooms, you eat them. Then you get a bunch of beer and you go to your Halloween party that you're planning on going to, which was at Julie's house. So – we head down there, and this is back in, you know, the days before you had just phones that people would text you messages, and you just see the actual address. This was like I had to make a phone call to somebody and then write it down and be able to later on in the dark on mushrooms read my handwriting.
Sure.
So I guess I read the address like one digit off. Like it was supposed to be like 597, and I thought it was said 599 or whatever. Like I thought a 7 was a 9 at the end, or a 6 or a 6 and a 9.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and we ended up on the wrong side of the street.
Yeah.
So we get into this party. There's a party going on, and there's five of us, all pretty blitzed on psychedelic mushrooms. We got a case of beer under our arms, each of us, and we're really psyched on partying because there's going to be girls here. It's going to be a good time. So we're kind of like rocking out for about 15 or 20 minutes, you know, like cracking beers, you know, having an awesome time at this party.
Yeah.
And finally, one guy... He turns to us and says, "Hey guys, I think you might be at the wrong party here. Might be at the wrong house." And we're like, "Are you sure? I got the address right here." It's like whatever it is. He's like, "Yeah, that's our address, all right. But this is an AA Halloween party."
Oh.
So, I guess it was directly across the street from where we were supposed to go. The house party we were supposed to be at, and I don't know if anybody's taken psychedelic mushrooms, but if you can imagine, you know, kind of being pretty high on psychedelic mushrooms, and someone telling you, with you're partying your face off, you got a case of beer under your arm, and the guy's like, yeah, you've walked into an AA.
This is an AA meeting
party, and I mean, fortunately, I guess a bunch of ex-alcoholics, they were kind of cool because they
right.
were. I guess they used to party a lot, so maybe they understood
sure.
we were up to there. So they were really cool about the whole thing. But I had a pretty my gut really sunk when – my heart really sunk when that guy told me that I felt so bad. Anyhow, we left, went out the front door, heard the actual party that was going on across the street, walked just across the street and had a great time after that.
Wow. All right. Okay, Twitter. You're up. Beat that. I'm going to do a show promo and Tyler's going to play some tunes. Okay?
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Alright, that was John Talibot with Missing You. We should go through a little recap of what's happened. Well, before that, Jerome LOL with Dusk, formerly of LOL Boys, who have since taken a break or dissolved for the time being. Yeah, this microphone is definitely... Is it this way? It's good? No. How about this way?
That's the better way.
Somebody's put it in here. Someone's put this mic in crooked.
Well.
Right, so this weekend, tonight, we're doing... Me and Cam will be at the Waldorf for their Halloweenland big festival. There's a bunch of stuff happening all over the building.
El Garcita will be in attendance.
El Garcita will be in attendance. Garzilla.
Garzilla.
You'll be as Garzilla tonight.
Yay.
Tearing the place apart. As well, tonight at the Cobalt, there is the Come Friday Halloween four bands cover special, Halloween weekend four bands cover special. Pleasure Cruise doing Guided by Voices, Defectors doing AC/DC, which I think is so hilarious and would be awesome. Sunshine doing Joy Division, New Order, and the New Values doing the Buzzcocks, I think.
Yeah.
That's something I would check out tonight for sure. Also, tomorrow night, Glory Days is doing their Halloween weekend party. I think it's sort of a zombie Bruce Springsteen theme, judging by the poster.
When's the Treehouse? Oh, that's Wednesday.
Wednesday. That tomorrow night, the Bass Goth and Matea, I think, are DJing, as well as Rico and Jeannie and Gay Hasbo and maybe Hana if she's in town. That's something to definitely check out. Also on Wednesday, speaking of the Glory Days guys, they're doing a big Simpsons Treehouse of Horror party at the Biltmore, where they're transforming all of the Biltmore into a sort of combination Moe's Bar, Simpsons Living Room, and Springfield. Danny Vermette, a longtime pal from the island also, we grew up kind of together, he's doing all of this sort of installation stuff for that, so it's going to look really, really good. I really want to check that out. Unfortunately, I'm already working, so it's too bad. But I would definitely check that out if I wasn't. And what else? Oh, we'll be DJing, doing a Wild Zero thing at the Waldorf on Wednesday with a bunch of bands. So that's something to check out as well. And yeah, that's your weekend wrap up. Let's get back to more tunes here. I only got about 20 minutes left. Miracles Club. Oh, yeah, right. This is what I was going to be doing. Midnight Magic, November 9th. That's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. Exactly. November 9th at the Waldorf Friday. Midnight Magic is coming to play. They're a big nine-piece sort of disco band from New York City. They play really well. Miracles Club are coming up from Portland to do a DJ set, and I really, really like them a lot, as well as me and Zia will be DJing there as well. That's at the Waldorf on the 9th, and here is the Miracles Club with The Wheel on Radio Zero.
There's a love there in your heart.
Dagger. We'll be right back.
All right, I guess we're wrapping up the show now. Nardwar is not coming up next. Lloyd is coming up next with some of our favorite new wave, no wave, synth dance music that we happen to like a lot. So I say stay tuned in to CITR Radio.
Yeah.
101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. We've just heard a track by Trisomy 21. Or
I can't hear
Vanteo.
Never mind, I gotcha.
That was the last song. We're playing another one because Lloyd came in and he was pumped. So we're going to listen to Coming From Darkness.
Yeah.
Both tracks off of... Don't worry. Does that... off of the first songs, Volume 2, which... Whatever. I think that means it's the second songs, guys.
Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Can't really have a...
I hear
it's
you.
It's a separate release entirely.
Yeah. Hey, so have a great Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned to CITR. Lloyd's coming up next.
Check us out at the Waldorf tonight. Check us out at the Waldorf on Wednesday. If you like this music, come to the Waldorf on Wednesday.
Yeah. If you like this music, come to the Waldorf on Wednesday. That's what it's going to be like. And also, Wild Zero's getting cracking again, end of the month. We should let you guys know that. If you missed us...
It'll be happening. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Back at the Shine Thursday nights.
Don't tell too much just yet.
Whenever. Later on. Later.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys. I'll see you on Friday or something.
You've been listening to Radio Zero.
Yeah, go to our website, radiozero.ca. Lots of mixes there. Go to our Twitter, /Radio Zero Radio, and see what we've been playing. Bye. Mandeep, tune in every week.
We'll be right back.